Barack Obama has a unique candidacy. There's no doubt about it, and it's an exciting one. And I will admit to you that even Republicans love what Barack Obama's candidacy says about America. We just fear what his presidency would do to America, and that's really why we can't support him and are not on his side on this issue. And we understand that. Look, they had a long primary. It was one that went all the way to the end. It got people excited and involved and engaged, people that haven't traditionally been involved. All of that is true. But now is when people begin to focus. Now all of that is over. Now people start to focus on who are we going to hire for this very important job, the kind of job that's going to impact the kind of future our children will have. And they want someone there who has good judgment, who has experience, who has a track record, who we know something about. And on each of those counts, John McCain is the superior candidate. Now, you talk about the excitement factor. You know, I think Sarah Palin clearly adds an excitement factor. You saw it. I was there at the convention. I mean, you saw it on the floor. But I think she extends the base. I mean, beyond just the people in that convention hall, I think there are millions of Americans. That night, 38 million Americans, only 1 million less than Barack Obama, tuned in to watch her speech. And I think they left impressed with the notion that someone like this, from the outside, from as far away as Washington as you can be, is our candidate for vice president.